Dictation for Arlyn, A-R-L-Y-N, DeBoer, D as in David, E-B-O-E-R, May 1947. Address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, 588-5052. Dear Stacy, follow-up Mrs. DeBoer, chronic kidney disease, last visit in October. Notice worsening of purple foot, right-sided extending to the ankle as well as midfoot on the left-sided. We did testing for peripheral vascular disease being negative. There is no ulcerations, drainage, or gangrene of the toes, but they look dusky. She's still able to manage to walk without any associated muscle pain. There is some problem of insomnia, denies nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, looks clear, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Besides the acrocyanosis, no discrete skin rash. Pressing medications for incontinence of the urine on Detrol, antidepressants Zoloft. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 186, blood pressure 138 over 70, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, the acrocyanosis from the right toe to above the ankle and midfoot on the left side. There was no blisters. There was no gangrene. Next paragraph, chemistries, March, creatinine, mild increase up to 1.12 from 1.08. Mild degree of anemia, stable 12.4. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, present GFR 50. In the recent past, October urine analysis, negative for blood of protein. At that time, there was infection, bacteria, leukocyte esterase. The protein creatinine ratio normal at less than 0.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, for the most part, stable or mildly progressive, not symptomatic. Blood pressure normal, no medications. Kidney ultrasound, relatively small, 9.5 bilateral without obstruction or urinary retention. Urine shows no activity for glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. She takes non-nephrotoxin medications. She has developed this localized acrocyanosis on the feet, not on the hands, without any other associated symptoms, with negative testing for peripheral vascular disease. Abdominal aorta also without aneurysm. We will do appropriate serology for this, which will include complements, cryoglobulins, and others. All this is discussed with the patient at length. End of dictation.